Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
That's cowbell right there.
In the studio right now is Scott accurately air drumming to Mississippi Queen.
Thank
and
you.
Commander Jesse Reed doing something over there.
Taught me everything.
Just flagellating in general over here, apparently.
Wow.
Spasmatic.
You said I had a good vocabulary. Congratulations, my friend. Well done. Wow. Did you see, we just watched the weather forecast. By the way, the CNN weather meteorologist, whatever guy, was wearing a hoodie with a sports coat over it.
Come on, guy.
I don't have a lot of room to criticize somebody on how they dress, but if I were to go on television, I would not wear a hoodie with a sports jacket over it.
It's probably a dress hoodie. Things have changed, Scott.
Doubt that hood goes over his head very often.
Most hoodies don't.
Does yours, Scott?
Only if it's raining outside.
So you will put the hoodie over your noggin there.
Mm-hmm. I don't have a lot of hair left. I don't want it to get wet.
Well, and you need a really big hood for your massive head.
I have a large head. That's fine. Oh.
Do you order the hoodies with an extra large hoodie section?
No, Dan, oh. I don't.
I didn't know if they made them like that.
It actually is a real problem. I've had many a hoodie in my
He's got to get them tailored.
Yeah, the hood did not fit appropriately.
And what size is your head?
I also have an 8-inch head.
Mm-hmm. It's not 8 inches. It's a size 8.
Or whatever. I don't know.
Much larger than 8 inches.
That's quite a circumference. Did you ever see So I Married an Axe Murderer?
No.
The kid. They called him Head. His little brother, Head.
We have a large
paper
head
now. Yeah, he's like, look at that gargantuan noggin. It's got its own weather system.
Nice. Commander Reed's a little concerned that he's starting to lose some hair on the top of his head.
No. Oh. My kids say that to me all the time.
Dad, you got a bald spot.
Changes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm already concerned that my hair is thinning.
What are you talking about? You have like a... You're the chia pet of humans.
I know, and I'm still concerned about it.
The chia pet.
Seeing a lot in the bottom of the shower stall, are we?
No, I don't really shed a whole lot, but the longer my hair gets, the more pronounced my cowlick is, and it takes me about 4 seconds to convince me that I'm losing hair.
Yeah, you'll be bald by next week.
Thanks.
Yeah, before you know it.
Appreciate it.
Come sneaking up on you, man. You don't even see it coming.
A lot of baldness in my family. You know, I'm worried.
That's why it's helpful to be as tall as you are, because no one can see it.
See, right. There is no baldness in my family, and my brother is bald.
See, Scott, it does sneak up on you over decades.
But my brother's been bald for a decade. He's younger than I am.
But he shaves his head.
Well, he does, because otherwise he would have, like... The
classic horseshoe pattern?
Yes. Yes.
He wasn't blessed with the M...
No, there's no M receding hairline on my brother's head, Dan. Why do I even show up for work?
Because we love you.
I mean, it's literally a 4-hour beatdown session. Good grief.
It wasn't me this time.
New study finds that most dogs have wolf DNA. Is anybody surprised?
All of them should have some.
That is the discovery announced this week by U.S. scientists who were surprised to find that nearly two-thirds of all dog breeds have a detectable amount of wolf DNA.
They were surprised? They must be new scientists.
Well, but what about the other third of dogs that don't have wolf DNA?
Well, that's chihuahuas. They have rat DNA.
Wow. Wow.
Guinea pig.
It is not genetic leftovers from when dogs originally evolved from wolves around 20,000 years ago, but instead suggests that domesticated dogs and wild wolves have interbred within the last few thousand years.
Hmm. What I want to know is, why was this an important study that needed funding in the first place?
It wasn't.
What are we going to do with this data?
Well, for the naturalists and the biosciences, yeah, I mean, it makes sense, but it ends up a headline because whatever outlet is like, hey, we need a headline, a story about something.
Dogs and wolves can produce offspring together, but interbreeding is thought to be extremely rare. You think? Would it be because the wolf would eat your dog?
Not unless they were looking for something else.
The other natural urge.
Well, fair point,
Dan. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. You want to eat tonight or do you want to tonight?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So this is what the show has devolved into.
Come along, little
so
doggy.
So are cats related to lions and tigers?
Well, one would think.
What about bears?
By the way, this is going to surprise you. A very, very large dog breed has no wolf DNA in it.
St. Bernard?
That is correct.
Wow. Good guess, Jess.
Mm-hmm. It's bear DNA in that one. You seen those things?
Not rat DNA?
No, that's for the chihuahua.
Jeez. You know, there are...
Chihuahuas are mean, too.
They are. Well, they overcompensate. That's what...
Chihuahuas bite more than any other dog. We always talk about pit bulls biting. The only reason we talk about pit bulls biting is because when they do bite, it leaves a mark. Chihuahuas bite more than any other dog. They are the spawn of Satan, even though some of them are super cute.
None of them are super cute, Sam. Not a single one on this planet.
The landing, because the Texan's going to light me up.
Yeah, they are. They are going to light you up.
Here they come.
I'll tell you this. Lizzie, we did a DNA test on Lizzie, my new dog, even though she's 4.5 years old. She is, I believe, 60% pit bull. And I had always bought in to the thinking that, you know, pit bulls are just inherently dangerous dogs. No. It's true what they say. It's not the dog, it's the owner. This dog is the sweetest, most, almost timid, I don't want to use that word, but almost timid dog that you'll ever find.
Could be a very lovable dog.
She's horribly lovable.
Mm-hmm.
Super sweet.
That's true for every single pit bull I've ever met. They are just cuddle bugs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they get annoyed if you won't let them lay on you. That's the worst part of their day.
I didn't buy a dog. I bought a shadow. This dog follows me everywhere I go. Yes, even there. Into the toilet room.
We got it.
Thanks, Dan.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of DNA tests, have you guys ever taken a DNA test?
I have.
What were the results?
88% English and Irish.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just going off memory here. It was several years ago. 3% German, 3% French. 0.3% African American.
I had the same.
Or African. And
100% American, baby.
100% American.
100% red blooded American.
100% American. There's no A in American except at the end.
I did the same. I had like 48%. It was like UK, 48% Dutch, and then 2% African.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah. I mean, I wonder. Yeah, I just wonder.
But I've always heard that no matter where you're from, who you are, you know, because some people, some scientists argue, archaeologists, whatever they are, that humans originated from the African continent, that no matter where you're really from, you're always going, if you do like, you know, 23andMe or whatever the other one is, you're always going to have, if only a fraction, some African descent in your DNA.
That's how it works.
Which, by the way, DNA tests, ultimate data collectors.
I was going to say, you asked if we've done it.
They can steal, a long time ago.
Yeah. They can steal my information if they want to. I'm not going to pay them to take it from me.
Yeah. Well, here's the deal. If you ever do 23andMe or Ancestry or whatever it is, you for the rest of your life, you cannot commit a serious crime. Because now they've got your DNA.
Oh, they already sold off your genotyping.
To whom?
The highest bidder.
Well, maybe.
And then the next highest bidder.
That's another reason for you not to do it, Sam. You don't want them to try and replicate you.
That's right. The world would be too awesome if there were too many of me.
This is proprietary. Awesome. When we get back, some concerns about the future look of the Country Club Plaza. This is a really interesting story. Really interesting. We'll get to that. Oh, and what the head of Campbell's Soup said that has some people up in arms. We'll get to that as well. Coming up in just a moment, Commander Jesse Reed filling in for Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
The NFL Pro Football Hall of Fame class of 2026 finalists have been whittled down. Drew Brees, they're not in yet. These are just finalists. Larry Fitzgerald, Frank Gore, Philip Rivers, others making it. Eli Manning. Let me see. Rodney Harrison, Darren Woodson, Terrell Suggs. Those are the only names I recognize. Fred Taylor. Is also on the list.
Some big names in there?
Yeah, some really big names in there.
Anyone you disagree with?
No. No.
Okay.
I mean, Philip Rivers doesn't have a Super Bowl, but neither does... oh, my God. Why am I drawing a blank? From the Dolphins.
Dan Marino.
Dan Marino, thank you.
But he broke a ton of records.
Neither though. Does Larry Fitzgerald. He doesn't have a Super Bowl.
Is that the only qualifier, or is it just being outstanding in the sport?
No.
Because Larry Fitzgerald and Philip Rivers, for that matter.
I would agree 100%.
But specifically, Larry Fitzgerald was absolutely outstanding in his position.
Not only
some of the craziest catches I've ever seen.
And I know we're not a sports station, but this is about human beings. Not only was he a great player, he is a great human being. I watched a couple years ago a 60 Minutes profile on Larry Fitzgerald, and I was, you know, of course I knew who he was. He's this great player for the Cardinals and everything, but I was kind of like on the fence, like, you know, I'm not crazy fan or anything like that. He's just fun to watch. And then I saw this profile on 60 Minutes on Larry Fitzgerald and the things he does off the field.
Mm-hmm.
I became an Arizona Cardinals fan because of him.
Okay.
Because he's such a good human being. And the things that he does for kids, you know, outside, I know he doesn't play anymore, but outside of his playing time, I just sat there. I remember watching the, you know, a 60 Minutes piece runs for about 20 minutes, give or take. And I just remember sitting on the couch watching this, and I'm like, this is just a decent man,
mm-hmm.
a good person, kind of like Sam.
Except Aww. Sam's more talented.
Oh, if I could catch a football like that, I wouldn't be standing here, sitting here today.
Oh, my God. None of us would. A Kansas City lawmaker plans to introduce a bill that would prevent the school year from starting prior to Labor Day. It is being proposed by State Rep Bill Riley. It is House Bill 2409.
School year round.
If signed into law, it would take effect in the 2026-27 school year. It was last introduced last year. It died in committee just a few months after being introduced. Go back to what you were just saying, school year round. Why?
You know, I read studies about this back in grade school about the learning loss in the summer. And it was obvious. I could tell it in my own mind that I was dumber on the first day of school than I was on the last day of school.
So you were in grade school going, I need to be here year round.
Well, no, I disagreed with those studies in grade school.
Oh, okay.
I acknowledged it, their reality, but I disagreed with them. You know, I would have fought tooth and nail to keep my summer. As I get older, looking back, we are doing ourselves a disservice by not having our students in school.
Most advanced Western cultures do year-round schooling. However, they also have longer breaks.
Well, yeah, and you could do that. You could have two-week breaks around Thanksgiving, mm-hmm. around Christmas. You could just stagger a bunch of random two-week breaks in there. And, you know, some parents might complain, what am I supposed to do for daycare? Well, what were you doing for daycare for the 3 months that your kid was out of school? I am now, at 28 years old, a massive proponent for school year-round. I did it in college. I took classes every single semester, winter semester, summer semester, and it is so much easier to stay in that mindset than to get back into that mindset. And I said it yesterday, and it's probably a phrase I'm going to say way too often now, but the brain is a muscle. And if you don't continue using it and flexing it in that way, you will lose it. And it will be more and more difficult each time to get it back to that point.
I smell what you're cooking, and I hear what you're saying, but some of the people who would probably be the most opposed, I don't know, I can't speak for them, I'm not one of them, would be the teachers.
Oh, yeah.
And here's why. Not because, and if that one guy calls in who's so, for whatever reason, so anti-teacher, don't even.
Nino.
Nino, yes. He is so anti-teacher. I've never
called
understood.
Out.
But anyway.
He knows who he is.
Yeah, he does.
He knows what he did.
But they would say, wait a minute, I use those 3 months out of the year to generate more income. You know, I either tutor or I remember going to high school in Lansing, and one of our teachers would work at the Food for Less in the meat department in the summers. And Mr. What was his last? I can't remember his last name. His first name was Art. But he would bolster his yearly income by working at the grocery store. Some would also say, wait. What about continuing education? You want me to continue to learn, to bolster my degrees, and yet you're taking my summer away from me. Hmm. My brother, for example, who is in education, he's a vice principal now, but he was a math teacher for years. And it wasn't until he got his master's in mathematics that he became the head of his school's, his high school's math department.
Yeah, but a lot of people in other careers are working day jobs and taking night classes to get advanced degrees. People get their MBAs that are already in the – in fact, you usually can't get into an MBA program unless you have already established yourself in some sort of career. And so you're going to have to work – you know, you're not – in most cases, you're not going to just go become a full-time student for 2 years.
If we're shifting the argument to teachers need to be paid more,
yeah,
you are not going to get a single argument from me on that. Mm-hmm. I will agree with that. 7 days a week and twice on Sunday.
Well, yeah, you won't need to supplement your income if you work, if you get paid more.
Well, don't even get me started on how they could save money in the state.
But simply from the perspective of the well-being of our society as American people, I feel, just my opinion, I'm allowed to be wrong, that we would be better off if our kids went to school year-round.
Do we
and
need
by the way,
maps?
Text line is like, wait until you have kids before you make opinions on this, Sam. What are you talking about? Having to find something for your kid to do for 3 months a year is not a benefit.
Yeah. I've always disputed the argument. Now, granted, I have two kids. You have two, I believe, Jesse, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
So we have a little bit of experience in that. But I've never been a fan of the argument, you can't have an opinion on something unless or until you've done it. Right? For example, do I have to serve in the military to have an opinion on whether or not this country should go to a war? Do I need to serve in politics before I can have an opinion about politics?
Before you can vote?
You know, do I have to be a teacher? Oh, here's one. Do I have to be a coach or have played a specific sport to determine whether I think that was the right call or not? Of course not.
No.
The answer is no. I've never been a fan of that. By the way, and I'll get off the soapbox, I'm going to be on it for 10 seconds. If you want to pay teachers more in the state of Kansas, I don't know about Missouri, we have 105 counties in the state of Kansas.
Preach.
We have 300 school districts. And one in the far left corner of the state, the county has a population of 2,000. The county seat, I believe, is St. Francis, I can't remember the name of the county. That county with 2,000 people has two school districts. If you want to save money, start merging school districts.
From the text line.
And then give it to teachers.
When would you be able to complete renovations on schools if there's no summer break? How does every other Western civilization do it?
How did we get renovations done on an airport and still get people in and out of Kansas City? You gotta figure it out.
913-586-7798, 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. By the way, if you missed the forecast, below freezing tonight, so do your thing, but I don't give advice, but if I did, I would unhook my hose, I would open the cabinets on outdoor-facing sinks and faucets, and maybe even consider dripping the water a little bit.
Is this what you do in the Stafford robe? You walk out and you do this for your neighbors?
One of the many things.
You might want to add some pajama bottoms to that robe.
So underneath the robe, I always have shorts and a t-shirt. Okay. You guys are getting weird, man.
It's shrinkage.
Okay. Jonathan in Olathe. Jonathan, hello.
Oh, how you doing, Scott?
I'm doing quite well, thank you.
Well, hey, the only comment that I had was just to pass on from, I know someone whose child went to a year-round school in their district, and their argument, what they didn't like, was that the children of working age, between 14 and 18 years of old, years of age, were unable to get a full-time job. They needed that three-month period so they could work as much as possible to save up for, you know, their post-high school endeavors, whether it be college or whatever. And year-round school did not allow them to do that.
It's a fair point. It's a fair point. And do appreciate the call, man. Thank you.
If that's something they need or want to do, I can tell you it is possible. I worked 6 days a week and did a sport. And worked out.
Yeah.
And went to school.
I worked going through school. It was always, in college, when I started driving trucks and moving. but it was Burger King, Sonic, and Little Caesars. Those are my jobs.
You were a restaurateur.
I was. I was a bit of a bit of a chef. I like to fancy myself as a bit of a chef. Yes. Story here from Fox 4. A new look could be coming to the Country Club Plaza as early as 2026, but not without the help of people in the area. Dallas-based Gillen Property Group has spent the past year promoting an ambitious redevelopment vision for the Country Club Plaza. And last night, for the first time, residents had the chance to speak directly to the developers. A public meeting at Unity Temple drew a strong turnout, fueled largely by one central question. Are the buildings that you plan to build too tall? Many Plaza area residents say the scale of the proposed towers is their top concern. Early drawings indicate building heights that could reach roughly 200 feet, 13 to 14 stories for office space, or up to 18 stories for residential construction. That is nearly double the height of most of the existing buildings on the plaza. Neighbors fear that such dramatic increases would overshadow surrounding buildings, changing the character of the district and potentially lowering property values in nearby neighborhoods. Thoughts, gentlemen?
Where on the plaza are we talking? Like, not dead center in the middle of all
no,
the shopping?
I don't think so. These would be on the outskirts of the plaza.
No, I think they're talking about the main buildings, because there's already...
Like right in the middle?
There's already sky rises on the outskirts.
That's true.
I mean, West Plaza, just past, what would that be, the Grand Falloon, is an apartment sky rise. And part of the reason why they were having trouble finding someone to develop that Nordstrom spot after Nordstrom backed out is because they were not allowing them to build higher than three stories, which has been the plaza rule since it was built. I'm also very partial about the plaza because I love it.
You used to live near it.
So yeah. you think some high rises on the outskirts?
I think the outskirts are no problem.
Would hurt the character?
There have been high rises on the outskirts for a long time.
Yeah.
It was actually really controversial. The building that has all the weird lights on the top of it just north of the plaza, that was a newer build. I can't remember what they tore down, what was there, but it was really controversial that building was going to be 10 stories tall. And the argument is that within the, quote, plaza district, and no, they came to the conclusion that it was not.
What about the hotels on the, just south of Brush Creek, like the Intercontinental? I'm maybe naming some old built hotels that aren't there. It's not very often I get a hotel room in my own city. Like the Intercontinental, the Raphael, those buildings just south of Brush Creek.
Other great examples of buildings that are sky rises, yeah.
But is that technically, and maybe I'm asking a question that's above your pay grade, are those buildings technically considered part of the plaza?
That's my question. No, the plaza would be the north side of Brush Creek up, I think it's four streets, and then it goes from, say, Main over to, I would say, Roanoke, but even that's not true because there's those apartment high-rises east of Roanoke. Mm-hmm. So,
and what were you saying? Sorry, go ahead, Jesse.
I was going to say, just to me, the plaza is like once you get past kind of the Cafe Trio line, if you're familiar where that is, that's kind of the end of the plaza in my
brain. Yeah, oh, absolutely. That would be the Cafe Trio line would be the northeast corner is about as far as you could go.
Mm-hmm. What were you saying about the Grand Falloon?
Right across the street from the Grand Falloon is apartment high-rises.
Trying to draw it in my mind's eye here.
That would be the west end.
So my question now, and this isn't a snarky question, you guys probably know the answer to this because you mentioned in the article property. They're afraid of property values going down. Have the property values not already gone down in that area for all sorts of reasons over the last several years? Crime and just general.
Hell if I know.
Okay.
It's a little too rich for my blood over there on the plaza.
I mean, it's certainly been having its impact, but no, I mean, to get an apartment near the plaza is still
pretty swanky.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I know a number of people who live just outside of what would be considered West Plaza who have their car broken into fairly regularly.
Yeah.
I tell you, years ago, and I think Sean and I were still, in fact, I know we were still married because she was with me. We went to so this is pre-2009, we went to a holiday party at one of her bosses, or I don't know who it was, at one of those apartments on the north side of the plaza. Hell, I mean, you want to talk about sweet. I remember Dick Vermeil was there. So whatever year he was coaching here in Kansas City, that's when I went there. Those apartments are nice.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice. Very expensive. And I just remember thinking, I am completely out of my element here. But it was lovely.
Were you in a hoodie and flip-flops?
No, I was not. I was wearing a suit. I was wearing a suit.
And if the argument is...
That's why you were out of your element.
Very good.
Argument is that you're trying to boost more development in the area, you want to bring in more stores, you want to bring in more businesses, I don't see how tearing down the old architecture and putting in a skyrise is going to achieve that.
Well, not that they asked for my opinion, and I don't really get a vote because I don't live there. But, you know, the plaza is sort of everybody's outdoor mall, right?
Yeah.
And so I think we all have something invested in it in one way or the other. I go and spend my money on the plaza.
I'll be there Thursday night.
As long as they leave the original Seville, Spain design...
Sevilla, Spain. Thank you. En español, por favor.
Ich spreche Deutsch, mein Herr. As long as they leave the Seville, Spain architecture in place, I don't have a problem with what they do on the outskirts. But there is a charm. I think everybody can admit.
Yeah.
And when I have friends or family from out of town come visit, the plaza is a must-go to. It always has been. That and the World War I Museum and Union Station. Because I just think architecturally they're so cool.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And we drive on the plaza and they're like, dang, this place is awesome. It is awesome. As long as you leave the Spanish-influenced architecture alone. You start tearing down buildings, closing in, you know, like the building that the Grand Falloon is in, or... you know, one of the other buildings on the outskirts that has Spanish design, I think you're taking it a little too far.
Was the proposal to tear down some of the existing architecture?
I don't know
where else they would build it.
Well, obviously on the site where they were going to build Nordstrom's.
I would not have a problem with that specific site being built up into a skyrise. That would not bother me. I also would not be bothered if the where the tennis courts are currently... Mm-hmm. If that became a skyrise, but if you start going after the core of the plaza, which is those 8 square blocks, mm-hmm. 12 square blocks, whatever it is, and to your point, the architectural design is what makes the plaza.
Unique.
And so if you are going to try to keep that architectural design and put it on a 12-story building, one, they're never going to do that because the cost to do that to 12 stories would be insane.
Right.
And otherwise, you're going to have 3 stories with the Spanish design and then the top 9 floors are going to be just shiny windows?
Which is why I don't see them tearing down the historic Spanish stuff.
No one will live there. If you get rid of the reason that people want to be there in the first place and replace it with a high-rise apartment, no one's going
to
move into it.
If you want to weigh in, you're welcome to 913-586-7798, 586-7798. Commander Jesse Reed filling in for Dana Wright. She is back on Monday. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Jake Jeffries from the Johnny Dare Morning Show joins us tomorrow from 2 to 6 here on Dana and Parks.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fri-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, by the way, if you miss a segment, be sure to check out the Dana and Parks podcast. You can follow us on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. Carl in North Kansas City. Carl, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing well. Thank you, my friend.
I love you guys' show. I listen to it all the time.
Thank you for letting us do it.
Hey, I had to weigh in on that plaza situation there. I've been down there at a high-rise right across the plaza there for 23 years, and I know what you guys are talking about. When they start wanting to put high-rises where Grand Saloon is, that's the wrong thing to do. It's going to ruin the whole architecture of the whole plaza.
So what do we do?
I don't know. I think we ought to just, I don't know. I'm leaving it to you guys. Since you guys on the radio have some suggestions that we can spread it out there and kind of stop that and let them build the big high-rises around where, you know, where Nordstrom's was going to be. And leave, you know, all the stores alone.
Well, and I'm with you on that, Carl. And again, to repeat myself from the previous segment, as long as it is known going in, don't touch anything that is from the original plaza from, what was it, 100 years ago now?
Yeah.
God, I remember doing the 75th anniversary news series on this radio station. and you leave the Spanish-influenced architecture alone. But here was one of my thoughts, and we were getting late on the break in the last segment. On the west side of the plaza, there's a bunch of like 3-story tall apartment buildings, quite a few actually. I'm not saying they're ugly. I'm just saying they kind of look like a shag carpet with a lime green couch.
They're pretty
circa
ugly.
Brady Bunch.
Yeah.
Okay. They're outdated, and they look outdated. Why not tear those down? Those don't have that classic plaza architecture to it. They're just older, showing their age, apartment buildings.
The problem is that the entity that purchased what is the core of the plaza is not seeing a return on their investment. And they're trying to figure out how to get a return on their investment. And their idea is we're going to redevelop it.
That's why I was asking about property values earlier, because that's what I've heard as well.
Yeah. And the rent is still so high that there's not a business on this planet that's going to cough up that cost. Yes, the rent is too darned high.
Thank you for reading my mind.
I saw the smile on your face. And they recognize that this issue is not going to make itself better, so they're trying to figure out how to make it better, and just ruining the quaintness that made it what it is today is not the way to do it, in my opinion.
Well, it'll be a sad day if they end up starting to tear down some of what I consider to be finest architecture in this city.
You want to talk about pitchforks.
Yeah. And not from people like me, from people that live on or near the plaza.
Yeah.
What are we going to light on Thanksgiving evening?
I'll be there.
Hey, thanks, man. It's always great to do radio with you.
Thanks for having me.
You're fun to hang out with.
It's a privilege.
Commander Jesse Reed, ladies and gentlemen. Jake Jeffries in tomorrow. Birthdays today. Christina Applegate is 54. Singer Amy Grant is 65. And hot dog eater Joey Chestnut is 42. We got to run. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in these United States, the great Sam Stevie III, my good friend and co-host, Commander Jesse Reed, my name is Scott Parks. God willing, back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Jake Jeffries will be in that seat over there tomorrow. We'll see you then. Have a great night. Be safe, be well, and be good to one another. Good night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.